West Homer Elementary students observed National Constitution Day a couple of days early last week. The little-known holiday is something students celebrate each year, cramming into the gym to listen to Ginny Aspinchate give a presentation on the powers each branch government possesses.
And some, no one branch has more power than the others, kind of like rock, paper, scissors. There are certain ways, like the executive branch might not like a law that they wrote, and the executive can veto it. And then the legislative branch can vote higher and get it overrule that veto.
Aspinchate is the executive director of the Kenai Peninsula Youth Court, a program within the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District that teaches kids about the U.S. government. Aspinchate uses her annual presentation to recruit kids into the program. Her current students enter the gym in groups of two, holding all their branches to represent the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government. And eventually, one lone student pretending to be a protester is attacked by all three branches.
Okay, so we've got all three branches being mean to one individual. What else does our Constitution have to protect individual, which means one single person rights?
Older kids who've sat through Aspinchate's talk a few times began screaming the Bill of Rights before a caped superhero with a gold shield jumped into the gym.
I protect things like freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom of the press, and many other important liberties.
This can seem incredibly timely, given the discussion the country has been having about contentious protests and political commentary. But Aspinchate says she has used this same scenario every year.
We just thought that was an easy way to show, and it's important that we've used the same scenario over the 10 years. It's not a matter of which administration or which party, it's about the principles of the Constitution.
Aspinchate does note that students in her program have become more engaged over the past few years as the media has covered important constitutional questions. She says they became even more engaged after the 2016 election, and they get to put that engagement to use. About 16 students participate throughout the district. Younger students in the program decide consequences for their peers through school-based court cases, dealing with in-school offenses such as calling another student a name. Older students in middle and high school deal with community-based cases. They decide what to do if another student is caught drinking or shoplifting, and everyone in the program gets the opportunity to be a judge, prosecutor, and defense attorney.
This is our 20th year doing youth court on the peninsula. It teaches our students empathy. Some students start the program thinking they're always going to want to prosecute and that there's good kids and bad kids. And what they learn very quickly is there's just kids that have made a bad choice or just happened to get caught when others were making the same choices.
Aspinchate says at its core, the program teaches students not just how the government works or how to fairly decide consequences for others. It teaches students to invoke their rights, something kids learn every year when the Bill of Rights superhero pays a visit to West Homer Elementary.
Bill of Rights, everybody!
Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.